In the harem of the two imams in Qadhamain, there are many graves of many scholars who are buried there. These include those like Sheikh Mufid, alayhim ar-Rahma, his teacher, Ibn Qawlaway, author of the book Kamil al-Ziyara. There is Khwaja Nasiruddin Tusi, alayhim ar-Rahma, the two brothers, Sayyid Murtada and Sayyid Radhi, alayhim ar-Rahma, and so is Sayyid Ismail Safruddin, alayhim ar-Rahma. So today, let's look at some of those who are buried here so we understand who they were. Sheikh Mufid, whose name was Muhammad bin Nu'man, alayhim ar-Rahma, was born in a small town about 35 miles away from Baghdad in Dhul-Qa'dah, 336 after Hijrah. His father was known as Mu'allim, and therefore Sheikh Mufid is also referred to very often as Ibn al-Mu'allim, the son of the Mu'allim. His father wished his son to study further, and with this intention he moved to Baghdad so his son could learn Islamic sciences. And in a very short time, Sheikh Mufid excelled in his studies, especially in the field of Ilm al-Qalam. See, he earned the name Mufid, means one who is a benefit to others, for his excellence in answering the controversies others had with belief. And his knowledge gained him the respect of the rulers, and it facilitated the opening of the first Shia madrasa in Baghdad. Once in his dream, he sees Sayyidah Fatimah al-Zahra with their two sons, Imam Hassan and Hussein. He saw himself sitting in the madrasa where he taught, and she asked him to teach her two sons ilm al-fiqh. He, when he woke up, was greatly troubled. He feared he must have done something wrong. And that day when he went to madrasa, he was very, very hesitant. Just as he was about to start his lesson, a lady walked in with her two sons, using the same words Sayyidah had used in her dream. And she said, "Sheikh, teach my sons ilm al-fiqh." Both were Sayyids. Sheikh Mufid realized the message of his dream was to accept to be their tutor. And the two boys became one of the greatest ulama we have. These were the two brothers, Sayyid Murtada and Sayyid Radhi. He wrote and compiled over 200 books, sleeping very little, spending his nights in worship, study and writing. And he's one of the privileged people to whom Imam Zamana, ajallahu faraja, has written on three known occasions, and the contents of the letters are recorded. He died on the 3rd of Ramadan, 412 after Hijrah, in Qadhamain, and is buried there. Sayyid Murtada, who was his student, led his salah al-mayya, and 70,000 attended the funeral. On the grave, Imam Mahdi, ajallahu faraja, has written verses with his own finger, expressing the grief of Ali Rasul at the departure of Sheikh Mufid from the world. Another scholar buried here is Khwaja Nasiruddin Tusi. Muhaqqiq Tusi is known as Ofakrul Muhaqqiqin. Now his name was Muhammad bin Hassan al-Tusi. And you remember we talked about the other Sheikh Tusi. There's a major difference within them. There's about 200 years in between them. This Sheikh Nasiruddin, or Khwaja Nasiruddin Tusi, was born on the 11th of Jamadul Awal, 597 after Hijrah, again in the same town of Tus in Iran. His knowledge excelled in religious and other fields like astronomy, medicine, mathematics, geography and history. And his tutor was his father, who was a scholar in his own right. For other fields, his tutor was Ibn Sina, who's known as Avicenna in the West. His students included Allama Hilli, which is probably sufficient in itself to describe the greatness of Khwaja Nasiruddin Tusi. His book on Aqaid today, which is known as Tajrid al-I'tiqadat, is still used in madrasas today. And he was the Mujaddid of the 6th century. Now Mujaddid means, the Prophet said that in every century Allah sends somebody to revive religion. And he revived religion. He collected all the traditions of the excellence of the Ahlul Bayt, that all the different schools of thought in Islam agreed, and he went to Baghdad to present it to the Khalifa in the hope that it would be accepted as a book to unite them all. The Khalifa was sitting with his chief advisor Ibn Hajib when Khwaja presented the book to Mu'tasim Billah, who was the Khalifa. He gave it to his advisor, who in hatred of the Ahlul Bayt threw the book into the river, and when he pulled it out, the ink had washed off. He handed the empty book back to Khwaja Tusi. Now remember, at that time there was no computers and no photocopiers or nothing that had copies. The advisor mocked Khwaja and said, "Look how the river enjoyed the book." Khwaja returned to Tus so disheartened and sad. He went straight to the shrine of Imam Ali Ridha alayhi salam, and that night when he slept, he saw a dream in which he saw Imam Zaman ajalallahu faraja and a dua written on a wall. He complained to Imam about the way he had been treated, and Imam told him to ask through this dua. And the dua is today the one that we recite, which is called Dua Tawassul. Now many years later, the same Khalifa and his advisor were killed by the Mongols when they invaded Baghdad. And it was Khwaja who converted the Mongol ruler Halaghu Khan to Islam. It wasn't an easy task, because Mongols were destroyers who in their invasion destroyed everything in their path. But Khwaja arranged for various methodologies, one being that when Halaghu Khan asked to see the book of this god, Khwaja arranged for the whole Quran to be written on deerskin and to be carried into the court of Halaghu on many horses and camels. Halaghu was so impressed and converted, but asked to be explained of all the rules, plus reasons why they were performed, why Salah, why Psalm. But Khwaja explained everything according to his understanding. And over a period of time, he won the favor of Halaghu Khan and took up the setting of things like libraries that the Mongols had destroyed in their path. He set up the revival of Islamic scientists and constructed the first observatory at Maragha in Turkey. His charts are even used today to predict natural phenomena like earthquakes. He's an absolutely awesome personality. There's one story that I remember as a child which portrays his humility. Once he went to visit a town and he felt it was hot and he wanted to sleep outside. And a man told him not to do so because he said it would rain. Khwaja said that according to his knowledge, it would not rain that night. He slept outside and it started raining. In the morning, he asked the man that told him not to sleep outside how he knew this. The man said, "Look, whenever my dog comes inside at night, I know it's going to rain." On hearing this, Khwaja said, "I studied all my life, but my knowledge is not even as much as that of a dog." When he fell ill when he visited Baghdad and he thought he was nearing death, he called some of his friends that were near him and he taught them how to give him ghusl, kafan, and bury him. He asked to be buried at the entrance of the Haram in Qadhmain and to inscribe the ayah of Suratul Kahf, ayah 18, on his grave, which says, "And their dog lay stretching his paws at the entrance." Khwaja died at the age of 75 in Baghdad in 672 after Hijrah, and it was on Eid al-Ghadir. And when those friends of his started digging his grave, they found one was already prepared. Apparently it was one that had been prepared for a Khalifa the day Khwaja was born, but not been used, as the one whom it had been prepared for had died elsewhere. Such an awesome personality. Go and visit his grave. Ask for his wasila. Ask through him to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us that knowledge and the humility that Khwaja Nasiruddin Tusi had. And now for the two awesome brothers, Sayyid Murtaza and Sayyid Radhi. Sayyid Murtaza's name is Ali bin Hussein bin Musa bin Ibrahim bin Musa al-Qadhim. He was born in Baghdad in 355 after Hijrah. And as I mentioned, he had a brother called Sayyid Radhi who compiled the sermons and letters of Imam Ali in what is today known as Nahj al-Balagha. Sayyid Murtaza's father was from the progeny of Imam Qadhim, and his mother was from the progeny of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. So many titles he had, Alamul Huda, a very banner of guidance, a very most prominent one. Both these brothers were taken by their mother to Sheikh Mufid that we talked about, and therefore he was their tutor. Sheikh Murtaza was one of the wealthiest amongst the Shias of his time, and also the most generous and the most charitable. And it was a time when people used to act on innovations and sort of fatwas were sort of issued by everyone. And the Khalifas announced that the only people who could issue fatwa were those who registered with them, paying a large registration fee. And this was an ideal opportunity for the Shias to register. The other sects paid and registered. And the Khalifas requested something like 100,000 dinars from each. Sayyid Murtaza raised 80,000 himself and asked the Shias to raise 20,000. But they couldn't even manage that. His position was such that the ulama like Khwaja Tusi used to recite Salawatullah alayhim whenever Sayyid Murtaza's name was mentioned. And he is the Mujaddid of the 4th century. And I mentioned Mujaddid was one who would revive Islam. Once a minister of the Abbasid Khilafat was very sick and was told there was no cure for his illness. In his dream he saw Imam Ali alayhi salam and he complained to Imam of his illness. Imam told him to ask his son Alam al-Huda, the banner of guidance, to pray for him. The man wrote to Sayyid Murtaza, addressing him as Alam al-Huda. Sayyid Murtaza was so perturbed that such a title had been used for him. The minister said, "Look, this is a title used by Imam Ali al-Islam for you." And he was cured by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the minister related this to the Khalifa. And after that, there was always respect for Sayyid Murtaza from the Khalifa. He died in 436 after Hijrah at the age of approximately 80. And he's also known as Abu Thamanin, the father of 80. He's known to have written, compiled, read or associated with 80,000 books. He left 80 buildings, 80 servants, 80 animals. His son led the Salah al-Mayyat. And Sayyid Murtaza is buried in Qadhmain, where his father and younger brother, Sayyid Radhi, are buried as well. Sayyid Radhi was born in Baghdad in 359 after Hijrah. And at a young age, he was recognized as a prodigy. Even his teacher, Sheikh Mufid, regarded him as his equal. As I mentioned before, Nahjul Balagha, the moment you think about it, compiled by Sayyid Radhi. And it's said that for years he worked for 18 hours a day. He died at a very young age, at the age of 45, in the year 404 after Hijrah. And both his brother, Sayyid Murtaza, and Sheikh Mufid, were so grief-stricken, they couldn't lead the Salatul Janazah, and the Salah was led by the Prime Minister, Abu Ghalib Fakhrul Mulk.